Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I am very pleased to have Senator Mark Warner, one of the two Democrats who represent Virginia in the U.S. Senate, with us this morning, former governor of Virginia. So he has been through a lot of ups and downs in an executive role, and now is dealing with this from a legislative perspective. What do you think, after the passage of the $2.2 trillion relief bill, that many of your colleagues are already saying, well, we're going to need to print some more money to send
John,
to folks?
Well, first, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
You and everybody and your listeners are staying safe. The remarkable thing, and I know your listeners tend to be a little more on the conservative side, this bill is actually closer to $6 trillion. There's $2.2 trillion, of which $425 billion can be leveraged in a Federal Reserve program. It's called a 13-3 program, 10-1. So this is far and away the biggest spending expenditure of history of the United States. It was put together in 5 days. I was not involved in any of the partisan back and forth because I was actually caught up in negotiations with Secretary Mnuchin. I'm not normally a fan of the administration, but I think Secretary Mnuchin was a straight shooter, and a lot of the provisions, particularly around how we support businesses, small businesses, how we make sure that we are encouraging businesses with a tax retention credit to keep people employed, I was involved in and was on the phone with him as late as 10:30 last night. Let's see how this will play out, what we've done so far. I think we have to warn listeners that chances are this is going to be the toughest 10 days starting today. And the reason being that, you know, people's bills come due at the end of the month. Today's the end of the month. And today and tomorrow. And that stress will go up. On top of that, there'll be stress that will be borne by, you know, all right, Congress has passed this. When am I going to get my money? And how do we make sure that these programs get set up and distributed in a way that is as efficient, quick and efficient as possible? Secretary said he thought the small business portion we'd be able to start getting checks processed by the end of the week, and I'm hopeful on that. The SBA only did about 218 loans all of last year in Virginia, and we're expecting, you know, upwards of 7,000 to 8,000 this year in Virginia just out of this program. So you're going to have the financial pressure coming due. You're going to have the pressure and concern about, all right, when is Congress has passed this, the president signed it, when are we getting our money? And then you're going to have what I think is we're going to have to expect, you know, the Virginia numbers will come out this morning at 9 o'clock. They've been rising, you know, not exponentially, but, you know, it's pretty clear we're at 135,000, 140,000 as of yesterday. You know, those numbers in terms of people infected, that's nationwide quickly, I should say. You know, but this next week will probably be the biggest dramatic increase as we don't start to get the benefits of whatever the social distancing in probably until the end of this week. So I think, you know, I just hope everybody will stay calm. You've got everybody trying to work together. I point out in the Senate, even with all the bickering back and forth, there were four people in quarantine that didn't get a chance to vote, but all 96 that were voting all voted yes. So as dysfunctional as sometimes the place I work it is, I think everybody came together and realized, hey, we gotta put the economy put our fellow Americans first. And while there'll be mistakes in the bills, I can assure you of that. You don't do something this large, this quick, without making mistakes. I think it's directionally in the right, headed in the right way.
Yeah, that individual help for citizens who are not going to have enough money to pay some of their basic bills this year, I'm sure that will provide some relief and placate some of those people. But there was a lot of extra spending, I think, unless the media coverage was completely wrong. What do you make of some of the, I don't want to say pork, but some of the extra things that were included?
Well, John, I guess it's, one guy's pork is another guy's lifeline. Mm-hmm. There was a proposal that came out from the House that was, had a lot of things that might not have been immediately necessary. But the vast majority of this bill, the vast majority that's, is frankly just authorizing the Federal Reserve to do additional lending, to go into the commercial paper market and buy up corporate debt, to, not only bail out the airline industry, but to look at other industries that are about to really struggle. I'll give you an example. In the legislation, I think appropriately granted anybody who's got a mortgage that touches any federal program, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae, FHA, VHA, 6 months of, if you can't make your rent payment or your mortgage payments, you get to forbear it. You get to forbear on your student debt. But if you're, for example, the mortgage servicing company, the company that bundles together these mortgages, especially the multifamily ones, and sell them off, well, if they're not able, they're prepared to meet a as big a drop as what happened after the fiscal crisis in 2008, but they never built a model to prepare themselves if 25 or 40% of the people who've got mortgages don't pay their rent or don't pay their mortgage.
Right.
So there are these ripple on effects in each of these areas that are going to have to be grappled with. I know there was a lot of, and I don't know how this got in, but I know there was a lot of attention paid to the $25 million, I guess, that went to the Kennedy Center, which for many folks would be viewed as inappropriate. On the other hand, and this was not something I was involved in, I didn't even know it was in the bill until it came out, but you've got a facility there that is seeing no revenue at all, and I don't know the total number of employees at the Kennedy Center, but I imagine it's close to 1,000 when you think about all of the orchestras and some of the others, as well as the folks who work there.
But then they got a PR crisis because they just laid off the orchestra.
I know they laid off some of the symphonies.
Somebody's messed up in their world right now.
I'm not saying that's a case point on how to do it, but I am, and I'm sure there are places where I and you would both maybe agree. We'd probably find places we disagree, but this was something that, when you're talking about how you're going to get this much out, and one of the things I think both sides realized, we didn't want to have the kind of citizen revulsion that happened after TARP. We put in requirements on some of these, no stock buybacks, no dividends. We're not going to allow people who often pay their top executives a lot of money with this. Any kind of these direct loans have to be have to be made public within like a 4-day period. So I think, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the American public's going to see what happens. This is going to be administered by the Trump administration, and I hope everybody will hold everybody accountable. My sense is, let's get these programs implemented. There'll be another time for, blaming. One of the questions I have is, why in the heck, and I've read a bunch of articles, but I still don't have an answer, why the United States didn't join with other countries around the world, 67 of them, and adopt the WHO testing standard back in early January? Germany's had a huge incidence of cases, but they've had virtually no deaths because they've been able to isolate these clusters once they pop up. I think one of the great mysteries and one of the great failures of this virus will be why America wasn't better prepared on the testing front. But again, I don't think we're going to sort that all out until we can get through what I think particularly will be this next 10 days.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think there are a lot of questions that need to be broached once we get through this. And this is not meant to be a gotcha question, but your candid reaction. Do you have any second thoughts about the Democrat impeachment initiative? If you look back at January and February, I mean, of course, the administration has to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. But this, if we're going to go back and be critical of their reaction in December, January, and February, there was something big going on that was pretty distracting, and a lot of it was driven by politics. Do you have any thoughts about that?
John, I mean, I was seeing, you know, I was getting some of these briefs from the intelligence community. I mean, I was one of the ones who urged, you know, early action on this. You know, I think we get into then, well, you know, should we also then say, well, what about the president's early actions of saying this is like the flu? I mean, you know, the question becomes, you know, we went through, you and I had a very different views on the impeachment. That's fair. Mm-hmm. It's in the rearview mirror. You know, Mr. Trump's our president now. I want him to be successful on this. I think for the country's good, he needs to be as successful as possible. I'm proud of the fact that I worked closely with his Treasury Secretary to help fashion this bill last week. I've been in regular touch with him since that time. You know, neither one of us, Steve Mnuchin and I, are not relitigating February or how we got here. We're saying, all right, how do we get these programs out? What can I do to help? How do we make sure we get Americans in need the resources they need? And also give them as straight a story as possible on, you know, what we should expect going forward.
Well, that sounds like a very sober and responsible way to approach it, and I appreciate that you are one of the people doing that. Some other people up there don't sound like they're mature enough to do that, and having been governor, too.
I've been governor. I remember going through the sniper, you know, the D.C. snipers that terrorized us in Richmond. I remember still, you know, hearing about those killers calling from a telephone on Capitol Square, which was basically the front yard for my kids. I remembered the aftermath of Hurricane Isabel. And I'm not comparing those to this moment, they pale in comparison, but there are times if you've been a chief executive where you got to rally the Commonwealth, the community, in this case for the president, the country, and the world, and everything else on the partisan stuff seems pretty small.
Mark Warner, U.S. Senator, one of the two Democrats who represent us in Washington, I really do appreciate whenever you're willing to come on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Be safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.